Now, by the look on your face, it seems you're wondering why I've called you back to my office.
No, that's not why we brought you here.
No, not at all. In fact, we've noticed you're struggling with assignments.
It seems you struggle to... well, do them correctly.
I think we laid out the instructions very clearly.
An idiot could follow them.
And still, somehow, you find yourself struggling to not only complete them, but to get them in on time. Getting them in late definitely isn't the biggest problem here.
Honestly, it feels like there's a number of problems.
Indeed. Well, you could try reading the questions and understanding the task before you start it.
You evidently don't, as you haven't handed in a coherent assignment since this course started.
It genuinely makes me wonder how you got onto our course. I'm sure you did.
It's a drawback of not being able to hand-select the women who take our course. Quality control.
We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. In some cases, some rather glaring weaknesses.
Do you struggle following instruction in other areas of your life?
Something tells me that isn't the case. Now, you say that. But as I said, we are very clear in our instructions, and you still struggle with them, no matter how much of our valuable time and effort we put into breaking them down.
Foolproof truly doesn't account for the ingenuity of fools.
I think that's giving her too much credit in this case. I know you're sitting right there. We called you back here, remember?
You might not be on this course because of us, but you're definitely in this office because of us.
Well, because of you. Your actions. So, other than struggling with following instructions, what else do you struggle with on your assignments?
A good listener, And you take direction well. I mean, the evidence we have shows otherwise.
Oh, you want to prove it? And how exactly would you like to prove it?
Because it won't be by submitting another assignment.
Oh, heavens no. We've already suffered enough.
Well, what can you do to prove it to us?
Don't just look so aimlessly around the room.
Not sure why we expected more.
You can't seriously want us to tell you what to do. You really want us to spoon-feed you everything.
As I said, why did we expect more?
Okay, so you want us to tell you what to do. Oh, you can do what you're told.
You like doing what you're told? Really? Yeah. And I'm not really sure why you didn't think you should do what we said before now. Care to enlighten us?
Well, color me intrigued. It wasn't the right kinds of instruction. Okay. Then, what kind of instruction do you need, if you're so good at doing what you're told?
We haven't seen any evidence that you listen at all, so please tell us more. That's definitely something, isn't it?
In fact, I feel this is more progress than we've had all year.
Baby steps, I suppose.
No. I'm done with baby steps. It's time for her to put some real effort into earning what she wants. Being happy to earn something and actually following through to do it are two very different things.
And I'm not sure you can do both.
So, do you really want to try and earn your place here? Are you absolutely positive?
Well, consider this your final assignment, and it's a straight pass or fail. It's all on you now.
Do you agree?
Good. Then let's begin.
Stand up. Take off your jacket.
Doing better than I expected. That's two things right so far.
A low bar, but you're right. So far, so good.
That's more in the last 10 seconds than 10 weeks.
True. Maybe there's promise here after all.
Don't get too ahead of yourself.
You don't need to be talking.
Nobody told you to. But I think we'll let that one slide. I mean, we didn't implicitly say to be silent.
More generous with your marking here than you've been before.
I've got a soft spot for lost causes.
Well, let's hope that today you haven't found a truly hopeless one.
I don't know. Do you think you're a lost cause, or do you think you can do exactly what we say, when we say it, as you've begged us for the chance?
Practically heartfelt.
And definitely eager. Look at the way she's shifting. Restless, like she's waiting for something.
But what could that possibly be? She made us wait all semester to see any semblance of obedience from her. So, clearly she's not eager to please us. Or is she? Did you see that?
Oh, I did. How could I miss it? That little arch of her back. The way she's pressing her thighs together. I think she likes it when we talk about her like this.
Is that so? Do you like this? Yes. You may speak.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.